This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepare. Steve Elkins is with us. Off the Beaten Path is his broadcast on Sundays on republicbroadcasting.org if you would like to tune in. Steve, what time, Central Time, does your broadcast air?
It is, let's see, Eastern Time. Okay, so it'd be 8 to 10 Central, 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern okay. Standard. So, yeah, I'm down here in Florida. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Steve, I just heard on the news that, in one part of the country, the government corporation is going to change the term, you know, like manhole cover. Can't use that term anymore. You have to use, maintenance cover. Because I guess manhole is gender specific. And I don't know if you've ever tried to pick one up, class, but they weigh so much that very, very rarely are they stolen because they weigh so much. And the other thing about them is, they're round. And the reason they're round is because they don't want them to fall in.
Right.
And that is the one shape that will prevent a manhole cover from falling in.
Right.
Because if it did, it'd take three guys to get it back out. Because they weigh so much. And they can support the weight of these 18-wheelers and buses and trucks and whatever is pounding them day and night as they as vehicles go over them. Steve, we have
Vincent,
lowered our
standards.
I got standard.
A funny story to share with you on that. Not only are they getting politically correct, PC correct on these gender things, but when I lived in Tallahassee, it was so funny because they put in certain neighborhoods, they put in these speed bumps. And I saw it was printed in the paper. They no longer called them speed bumps. They called them traffic calming devices. And I thought, well, who's complaining about speed bump? But evidently, the PC nonsense extends a little further than the gender.
I got to tell you, they are a nuisance, these speed bumps or these speed control bumps are a nuisance. They are just brutal on the suspension, absolutely brutal. So if the 80-20 rule applied, it's probably not 80-20. I don't think 20% of the people are racing through these areas that have children playing in neighborhoods and so forth. I think it's less than that are doing that, but they're causing problems for 100% of us
right.
by having us put these speed bumps in. Yeah, and Steve, I was thinking about the lowering of the bars and standards that we're seeing all around us. And one of the things that's happening is perversion is now considered normal.
Yeah.
I object to it.
It
absolutely
is.
Object.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see people walking around with hair that's green and blue and yellow and purple and orange. To me, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you and I have talked about risky behavior.
Yeah.
And I believe that someone who is so obtuse as to do that would be careless in the handling of food for other people, meaning restaurant employees. Someone who sticks a tongue ring in, would have a piercing of their tongue, would be inclined to be less careful with food and hygiene than I would be.
Correct.
So I don't want any part of it. So what do we do if we if it's illegal to be politically incorrect and we can't say things or make fun of these people, well, then what we do is we vote with our wallets and we don't go to that restaurant. And we make those comments, and I think it's okay. I think it's okay to be walking, like let's say you and I are walking through a store, and there's a whole bunch of people there. I think it'd be okay to say, you know what, I don't want to go to that restaurant because they've got people there who have things stuck in their tongues, and they reach into their mouth before they serve the food, and I don't want that in the handling of my food. And I think we could talk about that for a few seconds, and then now 20 people have just heard that.
You know, Vincent, not being able to voice your opinion or your displeasure or disagreement is really, I mean, first of all, we have the right to do that. We have the right to say, wait a minute, I disagree or I agree. But, I mean, look at the whole industry of stand-up comedian. What is the whole industry of a stand-up comedian? To poke fun at the little things that Americans, that people do. Well, if we can't voice our opinion, even in fun, about the quirkiness of people and the way they behave and the way they dress, my God, I mean, this is pretty serious stuff that you're not able to have an opinion unless it agrees with their opinion. And if you voice your opinion, well, that's hate speech, and then it has to go, and, of course, the tax come. It's pretty amazing where we're headed to this free speech zone, which is getting smaller and smaller, by the way, but you don't have the right to criticize. You don't have the right to question. You don't have the right to challenge. There's a problem with that. I have a serious problem with that.
I do, too. However, I do think that some of the stand-up comedy has gotten absolutely over-the-top, outrageous, disgusting. And back to the 80-20 rule, probably it's 99-1. And it's that 1% is just so offensive. I don't want to see any of it. But I just read the headlines that says Michelle Obama. Now this is going to be hard to believe, class. Quote, Michelle Obama, most admired woman in the world, new poll says.
No.
Now that I find really hard to believe.
You should.
Michelle Obama, I mean, it looks like her fashion designer was Omar the tent maker. I mean, there's nothing about that woman that I like. Nothing. She swings and sways and dances around and, you know, does these moves and when she's on the big screen. She is pro black at the expense of everything else. I have a problem with that. What's wrong with being pro-right, pro-correct, pro-moral, pro-values. I'm okay with that. But I'm not pro any particular race, color, or creed. There are plenty of them, and there's plenty of good in most, if not all of them. So why not be pro-everybody?
Right.
No.
Well, what you've mentioned there, Vincent, is actually racism. She's for one race, and everybody else falls outside. She's very pro-black, no doubt about it. Not pro-American. She's pro-black, no doubt about it.
Right. Steve, let's talk about some observations. What would you like to share with us that you've observed in the big world?
Well, that's interesting you say, because I flew up here to Indiana to take care of some business, and living in Florida, so I had like a 2-hour flight, and I'm one of those focal kind of guys. I look around. I look, I watch, I observe behavior, mannerisms, dress, everything. And I noticed in travel, there really is no care in appearance these days. I saw people traveling, young girls and teenagers, college girls, traveling in pajamas, house slippers, people traveling in a T-shirt with beer stains, hot dog mustard stain on it. Sexual revealing clothing, tattoo on a woman's breast. In scripture, I guess we were supposed to read it. It was exposed that much, and I'm sure if we made a comment on it, I'm sure she would have been offended and called for the sexual harassment PC police, but not sure why she'd had something like that tattooed and to actually show us. The piercings, the large ear loop hoops, I saw tons of those on my flight. Nose piercings, lip piercings, body piercings. You know, Vincent, they say the body is the temple and should be respected. Well, I see a lot of people out there have a lot of graffiti taggers marking up their temples. But I'm also seeing the encouragement of the girly man, which was first coined the phrase by Arnold Schwarzenegger, actually pronounced Schwarzenegger, but the Americans can't seem to pronounce the name correctly, so he gave up on that. But the girly man, the pink ties, the pink shirts. And I had myself, I started thinking about it. I was watching TV a little bit, and I'm seeing it also in the mainstream media and the talking heads on all the networks there. And I'm seeing men with pink ties and pink shirts. And I thought to myself, it doesn't gain a whole lot of credibility and respect. And I can imagine, can you imagine Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News if he came out and gave us the information that JFK was just assassinated and he was wearing a pink shirt or a pink tie? Now, how much credibility would we have given Walter Cronkite had he been dressing like a, what do you want to say, foo-foo or whatever? There's a definite agenda here to feminize the American man. They're starting with children, teenagers, young adults, and to show that feminine side, get in touch with your feminine side. And I know we all know that's part of Agenda 2030, but it's quite amazing. Look at your TV, watch. Feminine, girly colors on the young men. Pretty amazing.
Okay, so on the internet, I keep getting this one particular ad, and it's these two girls, probably in their 20s, and they're like really pressed against each other, and they are standing, the next thing, there's a bed scene, and they're traveling. It's like, this is normal. This is normal for what it's hinting at is that being queer, that's okay. I mean, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
Another thing that seems to be making the news, which I find absolutely revolting and disgusting, is this gal of color. And I'm not sure what heritage she's from, but she thought it would be really cool to open some ice cream in Walmart, lick it, put the cover back on, and put it back in.
Yep.
Well, some Texas teenager decided that he would follow in the footsteps of this disgusting woman of color who thought it was cool, and they did a little selfie-type video of this, and it made it to the Internet, and of course she was arrested, and I hope she is charged and does prison time for this to show those who might also want to do the same thing that it's unacceptable. Well, a Texas teenager was arrested after he was caught on camera opening an Arizona tea, bottle of sealed tea, spitting in it, and putting the bottle back on the shelf.
Amazing.
Now, where does that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. People say these are interesting times. These are bizarre times. I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Something has to be done. A harsh, harsh, harsh punishment to send a message. I guess we're going to have safety seals on everything you think of, safety seal if it's consumed, because of people like this. I don't know where it comes from, dare, or is this just an agenda? No idea. It's just the oddest, the most bizarre behavior I've ever seen, that people could do these things.
You know, one thing that might make sense is in Virginia, when someone wrote a bad check, like to a gas station, one of those, we'll call them convenience type, fill up and get some junk snacks at one of those places. If you wrote a bad check, they put your name on the wall right behind the cashier, and it said bad checks. So you were shamed into paying your bill. Let's talk about how that would relate to these thugs with the ice cream and the tea. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. So, Steve, there are a number of situations where products have been contaminated. Uh-huh. Now, in Michigan, five Michigan officials, alleged officials, face involuntary manslaughter charges over the Flint water contamination. So a man died from drinking the municipal water from right. Flint, Michigan. Now, they knew it was contaminated, and the officials just did not notify the public. So many people have gotten sick. It's been an enormous scandal. And there are people who may end up going to prison, which I think they absolutely positively should. Well, in the case of this young thug, this teenager, intentionally damaging a product and putting it back on the shelves for other people to consume, if someone gets sick from that, even if someone doesn't get sick, I think these young people should be charged and imprisoned. And, of course, the attorneys would say, for the defense would say, yeah, but he's just a child. I mean, what does he really know? He really didn't mean any harm. There was no malice here. It's just a prank. No.
Well, actually, what the attorneys would do, they go for the deep pockets. So they would actually find fault with the manufacturer of the product that they should have secured the product because of the irresponsible person that actually tainted the item. They would go after the deep pockets. And you're right, they'll probably give them a pass because they're children. They don't know any better. But, yes, you do know better. We all know better. That's not, you don't open up a product, taint it, and then put it back. But the deep pockets of the corporation would probably take the hit.
And the sad thing is that the Arizona Tea Company had nothing to do with this.
Right.
They did not sell a product that was defective.
Right.
They're selling a product. It is sealed. It's got a tamper-proof seal. No question about it. It's got a vacuum seal. No question about it. It's not a cheap product. And yet, this turd, this Texas teenager who did this, could literally sink the Arizona Tea Company. Because am I going to want to drink any of that? I don't think so. Does it have anything to do with a bad product? No. It's just I'm concerned. Now I'm concerned, well, not only about Arizona Tea. I'm concerned about all products that have a removable and a resealable cap. That could be a soda. That could be a bottle of water. That could be a tea. That's something not in a can.
Yeah.
Now, most people think they're doing a better job of protecting your health by drinking something out of a glass bottle rather than an aluminum can, right? Well, here's the case where the can is probably a better idea, unless one of these stupid people decides to lick the pop tops on the can.
Let me give you the possibility of what else could be happening here. And I know this is a really high likely possible situation here. It's called corporate sabotage. You bring down a corporation. You blackmail them to comply with your demands or extort money from them. They refuse, and you simply say, "Well, I'll take you down then." So this could be a possibility of somebody paid to do a corporate sabotage, drive the price down of that product, the stock. Of course, somebody then comes in, buys up all the stock or a lot of the stock, and then suddenly this whole thing just blows over. Something else comes in, and the stock suddenly makes a rise back up. And the person who actually drove the stock down, the whole agenda, comes out really, really quite rich. Corporate sabotage could be one of the situations going on here, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know who to trust. For example, there's a story in the Los Angeles Times about a gun-running Long Beach customs agent who had 41 machine guns stashed at his home. Now, machine guns, it's legal to own a machine gun if you pay the tax stamp.
Right.
You can do that. You can own a machine gun if you're not a felon, and if your state allows it and your locality allows it, you can. But here's a guy who was gun-running, literally illegally gun-running, in California, and selling guns illegally, and he is a customs agent, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent with the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and he admitted to running an illegal gun operation. So here we have an official of the U.S. government who's a gun runner. How about that? So, who do you trust? I don't know. With the amount of me firsters out there, with the amount of pedophilia out there, and we look at the top ranks of alleged society, pedophiles.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Trump are still going after each other as the president this morning blasted the media for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd. When Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last evening, greeted by constituents, thousands of Trump supporters had, at a Wednesday night rally in North Carolina, chanted, "Send her back," referring to the Somali-born first-term Democratic lawmaker. Last night, she told her supporters,
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us."
The National Weather Service says dangerous heat and humidity will engulf at least two-thirds of the American mainland this weekend. New records could be set in at least 30 cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Steve, I've noticed kind of a strange phenomenon in the health professionals' behavior. I'm talking about the young ones, like in the 20s, and they're in their 20s and 30s. And they're embracing wireless technology, I think, more than most people. For example, I noticed that most of the healthcare professionals wear these Fitbit watches that monitor, you know, some of their vitals and transmit them wirelessly.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
They embrace Alexa, you know, this voice command technology in their homes, Echo technology, voice command. They embrace Facebook and Twitter, and literally, so if they have a Fitbit watch, they have Alexa or Echo and Facebook and Twitter. They embrace it all. Are you seeing that same common thread in your world, which is the world of ICU and emergency rooms in the hospital settings?
Yeah, and it's interesting because they sell these things, these electronic devices, as a convenience for us all. It's supposed to make our life easier. It's supposed to be simpler. It's supposed to be more efficient, higher quality, whether it's vigilance or whatever. They sell it as a convenience and a thing that you must update. You've got to be with the times, sign of the times. But I've always found that the technology where they sell it to you as something that's good, it's going to make your career better, maybe better for patient care or this or that, it always seems to get in the wrong hands, and there are other factors they never consider, and that the technology is actually used against you. With all these young people using all this technology, they really are quite an open book. It's pretty easy to read them. It's pretty easy to build a file on them. It's easy to snoop on them. There's no mystery of who these kids are and what they want and what their demands are. It will be used against them. The technology will be used against them in time.
That's clear to me as well. I want to talk about, just for maybe a minute or so, about products. How often do we buy products and they don't seem to live up to their claims? So, for example, our son went shopping, and he went to the supermarket. And I don't know why, but he came home with a bag of Frito Scoops, jalapeno flavor. And I saw them, and so I tried one. And I folded up the bag, and I put a clip on the end of it. And I got on the phone and I called, you know, the Frito-Lay company, which is PepsiCo, Pepsi-Cola. And I called them up and I said, I'm really sorry. I don't know why I did it, but I let my son go shopping. And he came home with this thing, and I'm really not sure what to do with it.
Now, was this Vinny Jr. or is this John?
This would be V3.
Okay, got it.
So, and he's in his 30s, right?
Yeah.
So I'm explaining to this guy on the phone that it's all my fault that I let him loose by himself in a supermarket, and he came home with these things. And I said, actually, I'm really concerned because I don't know what to do with them, because I'm afraid that if I throw them outside and the birds eat them, they're going to die. I'm afraid if I throw them in the trash, they're going to end up in the landfill, and then birds are going to eat them, and you know, wildlife is going to eat them, and they're going to die. What do I do?
I'd say when the cows are constipated, maybe you could use it to flush them out a little bit. Maybe I don't know.
Well, these things are terrible. They're inedible. I mean, literally, whoever formulated this, plus whoever the taste testers were, plus whoever the focus group was within the corporation of Pepsi-Cola, plus the marketing department who supported this, plus the vice president who signed off on it, all of those people should be fired. These things are awful. I mean, even if you're willing to eat GMO, I decided I would try one just to see.
Yeah.
They are disgusting. In terms
of Vincent, I'm glad you brought that up because I see what's going on in the marketing, and I see the target audience that they're actually going after. And it's interesting that you bring that up because just in a liquor store, I was curious. I was doing some research on something, and I walked in the liquor store, and you know, you have different kinds of whiskeys and different kinds of vodkas and gins, but I've noticed all the different fruity flavors that are now infused into these alcohols. And that's not for the average drinker. That's actually targeting a young audience, trying to get them on board to drinking alcoholic beverages, these hard alcohol. And I kid you not, they do it in everything, with tobacco flavors. We see now the vaping is a big thing. Now we've got different flavors in the vaping, targeting who? The young teenage crowd to bring in more revenue. It's all about money, Vincent. It seems like they're just trying to cash in on the kids.
Well, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And that's what Kool-Aid was about. They did that with Jell-O. They did that with, you know, if you saw how gelatin was made, you know, animal hides and bones and all that, you'd never eat it. But as far as complaining, I think we should. So if you happen to buy a product that you think does not meet the claims on the bag or the advertising or the box or the can, whatever it is, I think you ought to call that 800 number. And what I do is I allocated, like 5 or 10 minutes to this call. And it took me a long time to explain what I was trying to convey. And I was holding this guy up, and he had never heard anybody, you know, explain it, that, you know, just not yelling at him and saying what a lousy product it is. But, you know, I blamed, it was really my fault for letting my son loose and unsupervised.
Yeah.
And now I have this, you know, this disposal problem. Like, what am I going to do with these things? You know, I'm afraid for the environment. And he ended up sympathizing with me. And what did he do? Well, he decided that he was going to send me some coupons. Now, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with those. But he decided that he was going to try to make good on this because it was such a serious problem for me because of, you know, how do I dispose of them? And we still haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to poison my septic system or what I'm going to do with these, you know, because I certainly don't want to bury them. I don't want to send them to the landfill. I don't want to look at them. I'm not sure what to do with them. I'm probably going to send them for further digesting in the septic system. I think that's what I'm going to do.
It would be interesting if you found out it killed rats, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it would be a good product then.
So the whole point of this class is I think you ought to pick up your phone and write your notes as to what you're going to say, you know, at a convenient time for you, and call these companies. If you have a bona fide complaint, call them up and ask them, what they recommend you do. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I am actually making that part of the radio broadcast. When I find a product that I don't like, I'll talk about it. I mentioned that I bought some moringa seeds and some moringa tree saplings. And I mentioned that I would report as to what happened. I bought three saplings. They arrived. Two of them were too small to survive the trip. One of them was large enough to survive the trip. So what I'm saying, 6-inch tall sapling, and those two didn't make it. I bought three because I thought one would die. Actually, two died. So I transplanted them, and I didn't have any pots. So what I did was, since we have a solar system that uses distilled water, I buy distilled water by the case. I usually use about 10 gallons of distilled water every 45 days. So I save the, they look like milk bottles or milk jugs. Same container is used for distilled water from the Chinese factory outlet or Menards. So I save them in the box, and I cut them so that they would make kind of like a pot. And I transplanted them into that. And the three, I transplanted three. Two survived. I'm sorry, two died. One survived. So that was a quick fix, and I used garden soil that I purchased. And that seemed to work okay. But what really worked a lot better was the seeds, the moringa seeds. They were way less expensive. And I, what I did was I put them on a paper towel, wet it, and put two paper towels over that with a clear cover in one of those Chinese takeout containers. And so I put them in there, just put them on the counter. A couple days later, they sprouted, then we transplanted them. So that seems to be working really well. So save your money. Don't buy the saplings. Buy the seeds, and it seems to work just fine.
Good.
So that's, now they're not large enough to eat yet, but I plan on eating them in salads, you know, washing the leaves, eating them in salads. I haven't figured out the best way to eat them, but you know, Dr. Shealy buys it in powder and mixes it in a slushy. So I want to do our own. By the way, Mrs. Finelli grew some potatoes in the garden. She bought some slips. They worked beautifully. Absolutely. We have magnificent potatoes. So can you grow potatoes? Yes, you can. Can you grow them in a big bucket? Yes, you can. And no insecticides, no pesticides, nothing. Just the soil from our garden with the wood ashes.
Yeah.
That's it. And some lime. That's it.
Yeah, I saw something on the internet where you can use old tires to grow potatoes. And you may want to look on the internet on that, to use an old tire.
Yeah.
And there's
a couple ways you can do that. You can just take the tires the way they are and fill them with soil.
Right.
Or you can cut out the sidewalls.
Right.
Now, it's almost impossible to cut through the bead. The bead is like really strong steel braid, like aircraft cable.
Yeah.
It's really tough to cut through that. But if you cut right where the sidewall meets the tread with a sawzall, you can cut it quickly. And then what you have is like a short cylinder.
Yeah.
It's just a ring. And you can use that, and it keeps the dirt in one place. I think that's the hot setup.
Yeah.
Or you can just cut out the top part of the tire, one side of the sidewall, leave the bottom part of the sidewall in place,
right.
Use that, and just have the largest opening where you cut out the sidewall,
right.
as the highest part, and fill it with dirt. Now, it doesn't make for a beautiful-looking garden, except maybe in, Arkansas or West Virginia. But...
Uh-oh. Now you're going to get some hate mail on that one.
Well, I don't have enough listeners.
Okay.
I figured we've got one listener, and I was thinking about the odds. So the odds were in our favor that our listener is not either in Arkansas or West Virginia. And now Tim is in West Virginia, and he'll probably call me and tell me that, yes, I'm right, that there is a contest for the best-looking garden with tires. And seriously, no, very seriously, you can use tires for some cool things.
Yeah.
For example, we have some creeks where they cross fields, and we need to get across them. What you can do is you can put culverts in. Those are those round tubes to let the water go under or through the tubes. And then you can put some dirt on top of the culverts, and then you can put some tires on top of a layer of dirt, and then you can bolt the tires together, and then you can put more dirt on there, and the tires prevent the dirt from escaping and washing away. And that really works. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us off the beaten path Sundays on republicbroadcasting.org. Steve, observations?
Yeah, I saw one more I think your listeners might be interested in. Pay close attention to your commercials on TV. Very interesting. You're seeing a big push for multiracial unions. I see a lot of commercials with black men and white women. It's being pushed very, very hard. It's not just once in a while. Your commercials are being really swamped with this black man and white woman thing. Take notice in these TV commercials. What they are selling is more than a product. I guarantee you that. It is part of the cultural globalization. They're trying here, the relationships, globalization, and have us all looking the same, basically a nice tan population, erasing white privilege. But notice these commercials. I kid you not. I see them all the time. I point to my wife and say, look, another one. Black man, white woman. Black man, white woman. That is not by accident. That is very purposeful, these commercials.
When I thought back about, how America was built, we had immigrants from all over. We had Irish, we had Polish, we had Italians and Germans, and we had Asians, blacks. And what I noticed that there was little Italy, there was little Poland, there was little Germany in the cities.
Yes.
And that's because people like them. People have various values and cultures, and the Poles have their values and culture. The Italians do, the Germans do. We all do. And people tend to like people like them. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
Now, I don't have friends that are Italian or German or, you know, any particular group. I just have friends. But what happened in the building of this country, people associated with people like themselves because that's what they knew.
Right.
That was their culture. And I don't seem to have any problem with that. I really don't. So, I would prefer that our children marry someone who has the same values and the same culture. I would be livid if one of our children married a bisexual. I mean, I'd go over the top crazy if that happened.
Yeah.
Because I know how it ends. I know that it will end terribly.
Right.
And I know that there'll be a lot of pain and hurt and anguish. So I don't want to see any of that. And I don't want our children to marry, and not one of our children is married, They haven't seemed to find the perfect mate at this point. And I'm talking, you know, our youngest is in his mid-20s, and our oldest is in the 30s. And they still haven't found the right person. But finding someone who's not a drug addict, who's not been pierced, tattooed, who hasn't been in jail, who doesn't have a criminal record, who's not a substance abuser, who can think, who has morals and values, who has a purpose, and who's not associated with a family of criminals, that's pretty tough to find someone who meets that criteria. You know, and then let alone, boy, it'd be nice if that person were pretty or handsome and had a family that you'd like to have over for the barbecue.
Yeah. You know, it's my father really... would say, the most important decision you will ever make in your life is to find the right mate and to assess character. Character is very important in a relationship. If it is to be, you know, long-term or if it's short-lived, but character and is the most important decision you will ever make in your life, finding the right mate.
My mom said something I couldn't believe when I was dating Mrs. Finelli. And she said, I think it's better to live with a person, before you get married to make sure you really like them. Now, my parents loved my wife. I mean, my grandparents did. Everybody did. And with reason, because she's a really nice, caring, hardworking, giving, moral type person. Well, and by the way, I valued their opinion. You know, I wanted to know what they thought beforehand.
Right.
And because I wanted to make sure I didn't make a mistake.
Right.
And I'm sure she did the same thing as well. But how many people don't care what their parents think about the relationship with, you know, their children's potential mate?
Yeah.
How many children don't care?
Yeah. You know, they spend more time looking for accessories for their car, their brand new car or this or that, than they do for something that's the most important thing in their life, finding the right mate for them.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Yeah, and I can't imagine. I cannot imagine what it would be like to have a high maintenance wife.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine.
Me neither.
Mrs. Finelli does not wear makeup, never has. She doesn't have any piercings, no tattoos.
And she's a beautiful woman.
And she's not into high fashion.
And I mean that.
You know.
not just saying it.
Thank you. I happen to agree with you. I really do. I met her in fourth grade, and she was the prettiest girl in the class. And every day, I thank her for being my wife. And really, I do. And I think, class, you might want to consider doing the same thing with your wife or your husband. I thank all of our children for being our children. I thank all of our animals for adopting us. And I mean it. I really mean it. Steve Elkins, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Vincent. Appreciate it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people. HBExtract.com or to order call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.